I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The following podcast is a member of the Great Big Owl family.
Heavy Pencil by Anna Crilly and Tony Gardner.
Doesn't matter that my eyes do go, speech may slow. Doesn't matter that my late night call came at all.
HJM Talent.
Came at all.
HJM Talent, sir.
Hello, no, dear.
HJM Talent.
Hello.
HJM Talent, Sarah speaking. Oh,
yes.
Got there in the end. It's good luck, I suppose.
Yeah. Yes, yes. Hello, Sarah. It's Michael Cork.
Oh, hello, Michael. Sorry about the phone thing. We've got a new system. It takes a bit of getting used to, doesn't it?
Oh, yes. I'm sure. What sort of new system?
I don't know. They're blue now.
I had a message to call you.
Me?
Yes.
Sarah?
Yes, Sarah.
No, I don't think so.
Well, I definitely had a voice message.
Not me.
Oh, how strange. I must have that wrong then.
Yeah.
I thought it was odd, as you don't usually call me.
No, it has been quiet. Especially for you, of course.
Yes, well.
Perhaps it's a memory thing.
What do you mean?
Well, I don't know, your age... Everything? 70?
65.
It must be a worry, mustn't it?
Oh
dear, thinking you're losing it. Oh
yeah.
No. Could be the beginning of the end sort of thing.
Yeah. Well, I don't...
Sorry, I didn't mean to be blunt.
No. That's fine. That's fine.
Right. Is that all...
Yes. Sorry, Sarah. Sorry to trouble you.
Yeah, no worries. Bye then.
Bye.
Only joking!
What?
I did leave a message. We have two auditions for you.
You have... I see. You were telling... You were joking. Right.
Yeah.
Go, great. Great.
It was a joke.
Yes, a joke.
Joke. Two, eh? Weird. It's like buses for you,
yes.
Isn't it?
Yes. Like the second coming. Maybe this is my reincarnation.
There's no such thing as reincarnation.
No. Yeah, well, you say that, Sarah, but actually since Sally died, there's... And I seems daft, really, but I keep seeing this white cat
more
in the garden.
Like a resuscitation, in a way. Like, get the defibrillator, everyone stand back. We need to bring this old actor back from the dead. Beep. No, he's gone.
Yeah. So what have you got?
Well, they're both movies, films.
Oh.
Yes. Ooh.
Yes.
One's called Fluid Metrosexuality.
Hang on. Let me just write that down.
Get a pen. Yeah.
Yeah.
Fluid metrosexuality. Yeah, it's quite modern. And that one's filming in Budapest.
Yes. Bulgaria.
Oh, is it?
Lovely.
And the other one is... Oh, hang on, it's here somewhere. The other one's called the Bermondsey Governor.
Bermondsey Governor?
Governor.
What is that?
Well, it just says Gov, G-U-V, apostrophe, N-O-R. I'm not sure how to say
Oh, no, that's governor. Governor. It's governor. It's how London people say governor.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Right, okay. Governor. Anyway, yeah, it's a gangster film set in London, so I suppose that does make sense.
Yes, well, it would do. The Bermondsey Governor, very good. Mm. Okay, well, two movies, that's very exciting.
Yeah, so they want you to, they're both self-tapes, so I'll email you the sides over, and if you...
Sorry, just go back. They're what? Yeah.
Self-tapes.
Self-tapes.
So, you know, a self-tape.
Right, okay, what's that?
Oh, you don't know.
No.
So I'll email the scenes over, and then you sort of learn them, and then you film them on your phone or iPad or whatever you use.
Well, I haven't got an iPad. I've never filmed on my phone. I wouldn't know how to.
Well, there you go, learning curve.
No, not really. I'm not quite sure.
Listen,
about
I'll email
this.
You over the
I
script.
Would rather. Can I go in and see them?
Well, I'm sure I'll email you over the script.
Well, can I go in and see them?
HGM Talent, Sarah speaking.
Sarah, it's Michael.
Michael Cork?
Michael Cork.
Yeah.
Michael Cork, yes. Mm. Look, I'm having a few problems with this safe tape business.
Mm. Oh dear.
You ask me.
What problems?
Well, as you know, I'm on my own now. Mm. Since Sally went. And so I tried reading the scene with my neighbour Mary, which started off really well, but then she gave me an acting note, which it rather set me off, I'm afraid. We had a terrible row, the upshot of which is that she went to her sister's in Oxford.
Oh, lovely part of the world.
Well, yes, I mean, you know, I've always found it very hard to take a note, especially from anyway, that didn't work out, so I asked Mrs. Chekelsky, my cleaner, to read the lines off for me because Friday's her day. But I think she was quite shocked by some of the language in one of the scenes from the Bermondsey Governor film.
It's in English, isn't it?
Yes. Don't be silly. What I meant was that there's a there's a fair bit of effing and jeffing in it.
Oh, I'm sure it's not that bad, is it?
Well, it is.
I'm just having a look through it now. Just bloody bleeding. That's not too bad these days, is it?
No, but it's not.
Oh, there's a fuck. Yeah, there's a fuck. Yeah. Two. Yeah. Oh, and another one. Yes, I can see why Mrs. Kaczelski would have found that a bit difficult.
Yes, so you see...
And a cunt. I've just got a cunt. Yeah. No, I must admit, I hadn't read this.
No.
Wanker, shit, another cunt.
Well, you get the picture. No need to list them all.
Twat? Does that count? What's a twat when it's at home?
Well, it's... I think we can... Forget about that. I mean, the other words in themselves are probably enough. The point is, Sarah, I'm not really in a position to do this safe tape.
Okay. Well, what about the other one I sent you? What was it? Fluid metrosexuality. Did you read that?
Well, having, again, problems. Having read that...
Right. Actually, that doesn't have any lines, does it?
No.
More of a mime, reading it now.
Yes, I'm not happy with that. I'm just very uncomfortable simulating that sort of thing for camera or...
Right, okay. Hang on just a diddly. The gangster one is just a phone call, isn't it?
Well, the scene, yes.
Well, so, why don't I read the other lines down the phone for you and you could record that? That would work, wouldn't it?
No, I don't think so.
I know I'm impossible, 'cause I convince myself or things that are not possible with someone else.
Hello?
Who's that?
Bulldog. Who wants to know?
Who do you fucking think? Where's my bleeding money?
Fuck off. I ain't got your money.
Then we're going to have to pay you a visit, you cunt.
Do what you like, you fucking nonce. I'm so sorry, Sarah, this isn't working. It's,
No. I have to agree with you there, Michael.
Yes.
Look, do you want maybe some time to go and work on your accent, and then we can try it?
No. I just meant that I'm finding the whole... What do you mean, my accent?
Well, you're all over the shop.
I don't think I was.
I think you were.
Well, I'm afraid I wasn't. I was born in Ealing, you know. I know how to do a London accent. Listen, I don't like this safe tape business at all. You know, I prefer to take a character off the page into the audition room and lay it before the director, as it were, living and breathing it for him. And that's my joy. That's what I love. That's what gets me up in the morning. I know I'm old, Sarah. I know I only get small parts these days, the ones that Jacoby or Gambon don't want. But I don't, you know, I don't Broadbent. I don't mind. I've been doing this for 50 years, and I love it. It's my elixir. It sounds silly to you, I'm sure. But it's true, and in all honesty, Sarah, now that Sally's died, auditions could be my only form of human interaction in a day.
Hello, Michael. Sorry, what was that? I dropped a banana on the hold button. Say again?
Oh, God. Look, I'm no good at this safe tape business. I'm a bit embarrassed about it, to be honest. So please
listen,
don't...
I'll give them a call. See if you can go in. HGM Talent, Sarah speaking.
Hello, Sarah, it's Michael. Is Margot there?
She's trying on a new outfit.
Oh, well, I hope she's going somewhere nice.
Oh, she's doing one of those reenactment things tonight.
Ah, wonderful. I've been to a few of those. What is it, a medieval one?
No, it's World War II.
Oh!
I have to call her Ernst all day. She's very strict on it.
Is Fliss there?
She can't talk right now.
Okay, when can she call me?
Oh, might be a month. She's had her lips stitched together.
Oh! Good grief, is she okay? What's happened?
Oh, she's fine. It's a new diet she got off Instagram.
She had her lips stitched together to lose weight. What, to stop her eating, or...?
No. It's Kim Kardashian's Christmas diet, so you only allowed lemonade and butter, and she got faint and fell through a chimney. Can I help?
I just wanted to call to say that I've had a rather exciting call from the costume woman on the Bermondsey Governor, the film I cast for, to ask my measurements, so I'm assuming I got the job. I thought it might be a mistake, because I hadn't heard from you, but I'm assuming I've just had a few crossed wires.
You don't remember?
No, what don't I remember?
You got the job, Michael. I phoned you about it yesterday.
Ah, well, that's wonderful news, of course, and I can't think how I forgot that. Never mind, I have been rather stressed lately, as you know. So, yeah. Not to worry. Yes. What's the money, Sarah?
It's good for this. It's
great.
A buyout on a total of £9,587.
Oh, that's good. That's lovely. How wonderful to be working again and for proper film money. This is just what I needed. And Sally, of course, adored Ray Winston, so she'd be so proud. Well. Wonderful. So you see, Sarah, like I was saying, you get me in the room, this is what happens when you get me in the room. None of this safe tape business. Let's just get me in there, and I'll show what I've got.
Yeah.
I'll reveal my wares, and I'll get the job done. And I'm so pleased. I'm absolutely delighted.
Yeah, I mean, you weren't this excited yesterday.
Back in the money, Sarah. Oh. Back in the money. So hopefully the start of getting a lot more jobs. Ooh, I'm very, very, very pleased.
Well, just I'm glad to be of service
again. Thank you.
Okay. Well. Yes. Enjoy.
Yeah, thank you.
And maybe if I could make a suggestion.
Far away.
Perhaps you should make an appointment with your doctor about the memory thing.
Oh!
I just...
Yes,
you know,
I don't want to overstep the mark. No, not at all. Please don't worry about that. I don't want you thinking I've got dementia or something. I will go and say yes. Once I finish filming... And how lovely to be saying those words again.
Yes.
Wonderful, wonderful. Okay, all right, I'll speak to you later. All right, thank you very much. Bless you.
My mate bought a toaster. We go through celebrities' Amazon purchase histories so you don't have to keep calm and love Dom Jolly novelty keyring and fridge magnets.
Yeah, I love that.
The G-spot.
The good vibrations, guys.
Green dot laser sight rifle gun scope.
I've bought that quite a lot of times, I think.
Right, okay. The sex doctor's guide to keeping it hot.
Ah, interesting.
Did another child come along 9 months later?
Yeah.
Loads of great apps up now, and new ones dropping every Monday. That's My Mate Bought a Toaster from Great Big Al.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am, but Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Oh, sorry. Wrong number.
Oh, okay.
Okay, sorry, bye.
Sarah? Sarah?
No.
Sorry, Sarah. It's very noisy now. Can I call you back? I'm just at the stonemasons. I'm having a beautiful headstone made for Sally's grave, so pushing the boat out a bit now. I've got the money, so... Yes.
Michael, can you tell the engraver to stop engraving?
The stonemason?
Yes, can you tell the stonemason to stop stonemasoning? I've got some news.
Right, okay, hang on. Sorry, hello? Sorry, can you stop that, please? Just for a moment. I just want to make this quick call. I've just got to talk to somebody. Oh, that is beautiful. That really is. Thank you so much. She would have adored that. It's exactly what she wanted. It's goodness me, I'm quite choked up, actually. It's exactly how she described it for us when she was dying in hospital. And thank you for all of us. You can get back to us in a minute. I'm just... Sorry. Sarah. Yes, what did you want?
So I phoned you, Michael Cork. Michael Cork. And it's definitely you, Michael, not... I'm not speaking to Michael Crook.
No, it's Michael Cork, Sarah.
Yeah, good. So, do you want the good news or the bad news?
The good news?
Okay, the good news is you don't have Alzheimer's.
Okay. And the bad news?
You're not Michael Crook.
No, I'm not. Although we do go way back, of course, and he is on your books as well, so...
Yes, that's right, Michael. Okay, I've made a mistake. A bit of an error.
Honestly, what are you? Are you even human? How can anyone with such a low IQ be employed by a professional company? It beggars belief that something as simple as giving out the correct number of the correct Michael could be beyond anyone.
Look, I told you, it's these new systems. They've all been sort of motorised now or whatever, and it got me confused. It was an honest mistake. I know I've really messed up. And I know, Michael, but I am so, so sorry. I feel terrible. I've been awake all night worrying about this.
Within 24 hours, I've earned and now lost 9 grand. And before I tell Margot to sack you for your error, perhaps an apology would be in order.
I am so sorry.
Good. So you should be.
I am sorry. I'm mortified.
Yes.
Michael.
Yes.
Look, I paid for Sally's headstone to be engraved. All right? I've done that. I've put it on my card. I know that was important to you. So, look, please, don't ask Margot to sack me. I really need this job. I'm broke at the moment, and my landlord... Huh. Anyway, look, sorry, you don't need to know all this.
Yes, well, I can understand.
And I was thinking... If we get more self-tapes through for you to do, maybe you could come into the office and then I could help you with them. You could, have a cup of tea and a natter too.
Yes, well, yes, okay. Well, yes, I suppose.
I mean, I'm not great with technology.
Well, no, obviously, neither am I. So, yes, well, let's do that. That would be good. And, I'm sorry for losing my temper again with you, Sarah. You do press all the buttons.
Sorry.
But anyway, it would be nice to come in and put a name to the face, so...
Yes.
Well, and you know my face, of course.
No, I don't really.
No, I don't suppose you do. Oh, bloody hell. Ow! What's going on? There's summer flying things everywhere.
Oh, it's back, is it?
Get away! Excuse me, can I borrow your mallet? Thank you. Got it.
What was it?
Hmm? Oh, a robin, I think.
Oh, maybe it was Sally.
Heavy Pencil was written by and starred Anna Crilly and Tony Gardner. The music was written by Bjorn Bailey and performed by John Roach.
Doesn't matter that I don't impress distinguished guests. I know I'm impossible, 'cause I convince myself of things that are not possible with someone else.
GreatBigOwl.com
All of television history is contained in the Box of Delights.
I've climbed up Nelson's Column once before.
These are small.
And put it down in front of Bagpuss.
I'm Julia Rayside. Join me and my guests as we dip into our favourite TV memories.
Boys mustn't hesitate bashing her head like this.
You can't tell me what to do. You ain't my mother.
I love when a plan comes together.
Come and tell us what yours are too.
We've all been told we can't discuss nominations.
It's a bit of car air.
Shut up.
With a novel on the top.
I think I'm like you, Lovejoy.
Find us on Twitter at Box Delights Pod and listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Great Big Owl.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.